on the Big Sports Breakfast. Now it's time to talk rugby.
It's a big final coming up for the New South Wales Waratahs in the women's game. They play Queensland in the final. This is Saturday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval, and New South Wales have won all four games. Emily Chancellor joins us on the line. She's going to be playing for the Waratahs, locking the scrum. Hello, Emily.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful season so far, undefeated.
Yes, it's been a great start to the season. We're doing well. Looking forward to Sunday.
This game must mean a lot to you, though, Emily, given that you missed last year's final.
Yeah, of course. It's always tough to watch your teammates play where you want to be playing because of injury, but it's so nice to be able to get back out on the field and put in the hard work with the girls.
Coming off a big win last weekend when you smashed the Rebels, is that a good or a bad thing in terms of your preparation, do you think, when you take on this Queensland team?
Look, I think, you know, a good win under the belt for the final game of the regular round is a nice way to build the confidence, I think. You know, you execute your skills, you're feeling good about yourselves. We've had a week off between that game when Queensland had to play off against Canberra to see who was going to play in the final. And we've just had a great opportunity to have a bit of a rest, get the niggles feeling good, and touch up on any skills we need to work on.
Yeah, well, that's always an advantage if you get your best players available. No injury concerns to anyone?
No, we've got a full available 30, I believe. So Matt, our coach, has picked the 23 players that he thinks are the best.
Emily, how are you? Can you give our listeners and our viewers a little bit of an insight into how you sort of balance your responsibilities as for the New South Wales Waratahs and also the national side, but also work life or study life?
Yeah, of course. Well, I'm along with most of my teammates, we're all full-time workers or full-time studiers as well as playing our sports. And so I work full-time at Sydney Uni Sport and Fitness, and it can be a tough balance some days, balancing your 9-to-5 job with training in the morning or training at night. But as long as you have a good open relationship with your employer and you can, you want to do the sport, it makes it easy.
You need an understanding employer, don't you?
It's
difficult to juggle them and keep going and asking, for time off all the time.
Yeah. The commitment is harder with the Wallaroos than it is for New South Wales, because at the moment for the Super W competition, we technically don't need any days off. Like they've scheduled all the games to be Saturdays or Sundays. We fly back or drive back on Sunday night or early Monday morning so that we're available to go to work, which is cruel but kind at the same time.
Busy roster.
Well, you're taking on your arch rivals Queensland, and in last year's final, it was a tough game, wasn't it? It went extra time, and you got there in the end. But you'd be expecting the same thing this weekend. A tough sort of performance from Queensland, and it'll go down to the 80th minute.
Yeah, it's finals rugby. You're going to expect a tough game, no matter who you're playing against. Everyone's going to be stepping up. Everyone wants to perform. Everyone's take home the cup, or that, I suppose, spiky trophy that we've got this year. But it's Queensland versus New South Wales. It's a great rivalry, no matter what you're playing. So we know that it's going to be a tough one out on the paddock. It was a big game last year. It was very exciting to watch. But I'm very excited to be able to be part of it this year.
Yeah. What can you take out of that game that may help you in this game, and sort of the strengths of Queensland? What are they?
Oh, the strengths of Queensland are their back. They have a great back line, very skillful group of girls. They're very physical up the front, but that's not based off last year's game. That's based off this year's season.
Has their squad changed much?
Yeah, I think they've had quite a few changes, just like we have. There's sort of almost more than 50% change to the squad for both teams.
Yeah. And is there more women trialling out for these teams now, and have you noticed the growth in women's rugby yourself?
Yeah, there definitely has been a bit of a growth. Like I play club for Sydney Uni, and we've had a huge number of girls turning up this pre-season to get a run for our club team. So, I mean, that's only a small notice, but there definitely has been a growth in the participation because of the Super W competition.
Emily, we thank you so much for your time. Good luck on Sunday afternoon out there at Leichhardt Oval. 4 o'clock's the kickoff, isn't it?
4:30. Come down, fill the hill, and wear your blue and come and support us.
Well, let's hope we get fine weather because Leichhardt Oval, sunny Sunday afternoon is what you need there for a good crowd to turn up to watch New South Wales do the state proud against Queensland in the final of the women's competition. We thank you so much and play well.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.